Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. I'm Nathan. I'm a very grateful recovered drug addict and member of Cocaine Anonymous. Yeah, step 12. Thanks, Brian, for asking me, and Sarah, thanks for running it. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we try to carry this message to the alcoholic addict and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. You know, and that, it says in the book at the back, spiritual experience, you know, a vast change in feelings and outlook, like vast, a big change, you know, and I've had that big change as a result of doing these steps. You know, my outlook on the world is different. You know, I have a different mindset towards people and to myself today. You know, I see the good in things in life, the best in people. You know, before I come in here, I was a very hot glass half empty kind of guy. But with this program, a very hot glass half full kind of guy, you know. And with that change, I've been more open-minded. Like that's how I found my higher power, because I was open to new things. You know, I was open to new things. And I was ready to get honest and open, you know. And that's so important in recovery, to get honest and open, because that's how, you know, that's how we recover. You know, and I found my higher power, you know, as a result of doing these steps, you know. And the spiritual awakening I've had, you know, it happened quickly for me. It's not quickly for everyone, but it happened quickly for me. I didn't notice it straight away, but my close friends and family members did, you know. And I don't remember when it happened. I don't remember what step I was on, what day it was. It was somewhere between round step 1 and 5. And yeah, and you know, it was big for me. You know, it wasn't a big showcase everyone could see and I could see in front of me. I could feel it, and I still feel it today. You know what I mean? I still feel that feeling today. You know, and you know, I remember it like it was yesterday. You know, I woke up and I felt odd, and it wasn't the odd I normally feel. It wasn't the anxious I normally feel, and the pressure I normally feel. It was a different feeling. You know, and it's quite scary because I've not had this feeling sober before, you know. And I spoke to my sponsor and I said, I feel a bit weird. And he said, what's happened? Now, this is my experience. You know, he said, what's happened? I said, nothing's happened. I'm just looking forward to the day and I've got nothing planned. You know, and that's how simple it was for me. You know what I mean? Well, I used to wake up wanting the day to be over before it's ended. And I didn't. You know, I was looking forward. I was happy. And it was a beautiful thing. You know, and I have that feeling all the time today. You know, and so I've had that spiritual awakening, you know, and so it's different for everyone, of course it is, you know, but so I had a spiritual awakening, you know, I finished the steps, you know, my sponsor said to me, you know, go away and give it away, because, you know, if not all of my life, most of it, I've been selfish, you know, and I mustn't be selfish with this, you know, I've recovered, yeah, and of course I was fearful around it. You know, what if I, my head was telling me, what have I got to share? How am I going to share with people? How am I going to help people? You know, I'm just an addict, you know, but we're all just addicts at the end of the day. You know, so my sponsor said, you know what's wrong with you. You know what you suffer with. You know how to get well. We've been through the book. Go and help someone else, you know. And in the front of my book, I've got the solution, right? And it's a triangle with my name in the middle. It says recovery unit service, yeah. And unity, I come to meetings to learn a message of hope. And I've learned the message of hope. You know, my mind, you know, the recovery, I practice these 12 steps every day, you know. But the big one for me is the self-sacrifice and taking people through the book. You know, that's a big part of the step 12, man. And carrying the message, you know, taking people through the work, is the meat and gravy for me, man. It's like nothing else. And like I said, of course, I was fearful around it. I ain't got nothing to share. And of course, my mind says I'm too lazy after time. I can't be bothered to do this. I can't be bothered to do that. You know, I could be doing something else. But I've got to remember that keeps me clean. You know, and the big book says it, you know, when all else fails, when I wake up and I'm off key and I do my prayers, I do my meditation, I read my book, when that all else fails, talking to another addict or going in the book with another addict will save the day. And that's my experience. It has, you know, it lights me up going through the book, you know. And And yeah, it's not just, it's not going through the book with someone. It's not just taking them through the work. I'm also going through the work as well. And I'm continuously going through the book, continuously going through the work, you know, and I'm learning so much about myself. I'm not just helping them. They're helping me more. You know, I'm growing because I'm open, willingness, like all that stuff that I said at the start, I'm open and I'm just growing. I'm learning so much about myself because they're teaching me more than I can ever teach them, you know, and it's a beautiful thing, you know. And another good thing about, you know, step 12, why you must, you know, I must do it, you know, because like I said, I've recovered. I know what I suffer with. I know how to get well. I know what to do. I know all the suggestions, you know. And when you take someone through the work and you see their eyes open and light up when you explain to them like what you suffer with, they're like, oh no, I'm not the only one. That's amazing, you know. And then telling them and then getting them to understand it is beautiful, because that book can be tricky to understand, you know. And the best bit is, mate, oh, the icing on the cake, telling them there's a solution. That is the powerful thing for me, you know, telling them there's a way out, you know. And it says in the book, you know, it's not to be missed, you know. And I'm glad I didn't miss it. You know, step 12 is so important, because if my sponsor never did the step 12 with me, never practiced his step 12, I wouldn't be here today in front of you talking. It's as simple as that, you know. And if we don't carry the message, people, and help others, this beautiful fellowship will die, you know. Because we, you know, it's like my grand sponsor says, you know, we need these foot soldiers. We need the people that have recovered helping others so we can all recover. You know, I'm aware I've got loads of time, but I've not got really much more to say about it. But like, you know, together we're stronger, you know. Matt's going to take over and tell us about working the 12 steps every day. But I just like to keep it short and sweet, man, because, you know, it's so... Step 12 is so important to me. Is, you know, it's so important to help others and get out of self, because I am one selfish bloke. And yeah, sorry, if I didn't touch on them, all them bases, and I'm sure Matt G will come in and share, but I feel like that's all I need to say, really, because that's just the meat and gravy of it all for me. You know, that's as simple as it gets for me. It's black and white, this book, man. If you want to keep it, give it away. Thank you for letting me share.